Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 13th of September. New South Wales recorded 1,257 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and a further 7 deaths. This includes the death of a 94-year-old man at St. Mary's Villa Aged Care Facility in Dubbo. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 12 new cases, 5 in Bathurst, 4 in Dubbo, 2 in Bourke, and 1 in Walgett. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin has warned that despite such a low number of new cases, the testing numbers have hit rock bottom. Just 2,200 tests were taken across the district in the most recent reporting period. The Dubbo Regional Aboriginal Health Service announced this morning that due to unforeseen circumstances, they will be closed for the rest of the week. The Dubbo Aboriginal Medical Service is set to reopen on Monday, September 20, and they urge people to go to Dubbo Base Hospital or call 000 if you're in need of urgent medical attention. So that is Dubbo AMS will be closed until next Monday, September 20. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders also clarified a recent easing of restrictions to stay-at-home orders in the district. For fully vaccinated people aged 16 and over, you can now gather in outdoor public spaces in groups of up to 5 people. This is strictly in outdoor public venues and not at home. So parks, outdoor cafes, that type of setting. Children under 12 do not count towards the 5 people, but children aged 12 to 15 do count towards the 5 people. However, they do not have to be vaccinated. The Far West Local Health District recorded 7 new cases overnight, 4 in Broken Hill and 3 in Wilcannia. On to Victoria, where there were 473 new locally acquired cases recorded to midnight last night. This brings the state's total active cases to 3,507. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, has highlighted that the vast majority of new cases continue to be in metropolitan Melbourne, particularly in the northern and western suburbs. Just 6 cases were recorded in the regions, with 3 in Mildura and 3 in Geelong. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.